All right, hello friends, hello, hello, hello. It's me, yes, the Fireside Sumo guy, correct. One day of sumo left. Tonight, it's over. Should be good. Should be really good, actually. We could have a playoff today, Ray. Potentially, if both people win. Is popcorn cereal? You don't put popcorn in milk, right? So, no. I don't understand it. You put popcorn in milk? Butter is not milk. No. I'm not entertaining this. This is a stupid question. Is the ocean of soup is better than this? Giga Shadow apparently has been in these comms for a week and has never moved comms, which I don't know what that says about him. Yeah, fair enough. All right, guys, I'm here to talk about probably the most important thing we've ever talked about here before, and that is PI. And no one's really told me to talk about PI, but I just haven't said it for a long time, and I missed talking about it. So did you guys know that you can do PI? And that we can use it, and people buy it. It's important. And I think it's important that I go out and say there. 107 planets, Moab, Nos. Go ahead and seek some help there, brother. 107 planets is insane work. 360 to, like, all of the other people who are more insane are, like, now basking in it. Guys, I'm actually the super moron. 420, how interesting. I will set up one planet for every 1,000 planets Asher sets up. Fair enough. What a great ratio. All right, so the tool is being linked here by Gaggy, Sniper Eagle's tool, planets in dot space. Very good for doing your PI, so actually super useful tool. Okay, so I have an announcement of an announcement. Pretty big stuff, something that a lot of you guys have been asking for a long time. Next week, so next Fireside, we're going to be launching a Goon Discord. We are not moving to Discord, but we will be having a Discord that is unified, and it will have all of the regular pings in there. So if you can, you will be able to read your regular pings in there. It'll be auth, so you will get kicked out if you get kicked out. And it will be one universal place for people to chat. A lot of people have been asking, we are not getting rid of Jabber. You will still get your pings through Jabber. Jabber channels will still exist, but we do not want to give up the independence that Jabber grants us. But eventually you can't fight the tides. So we have a Discord. It's set up. We are going to be ironing out any kinks in the next week, and then we will launch it next Fireside. We will not be doing a Fireside in Discord. That will not work. It can't handle that. Will there be a special section of channels for kinks? All right, so we're not doing a Discord? Okay, so that comes out in a week. Rules will be the same there. You know, no politics. And no kink posting. Okay. Omist. We have upgrades coming in there. 62 upgrades are installed, mostly ratting. So if you're interested in getting out to a place that probably won't have a lot of people visiting, Omist is pretty deep in our space. Mostly just have to worry about wormholes and filaments. But it's going to have 62 ratting upgrades. So there's going to be a lot of places to rat in Omist if you want to move your character out there. Omist is not NPC. Oh, you're saying what can you shoot there? I don't know what lives there. Angels. Okay, there you go. Boss moved out of there. They went to drones, and we have moved in and put in ratting upgrades for you. Yes, Joshua Darkhammer says, will the Discord director bot ping relay continue to work or no? It will continue to work. Correct. Your cat does not approve of the Goon Discord. Sorry for your cat. So I've got some questions about Lawn. And, people have been asking, what's the story there? Can you tell us all the dirty laundry? And the answer to that is no, we're not going to leak any dirty laundry. But, it's not a decision that we make lightly. They were with us for 14 years, and they stuck with us during the casino war. And loyalty is something that I highly value. So there were, a lot of voices in leadership that were calling for their removal for a long time, and I was basically face tanking that because of that reason. But eventually, the decision was made, and not going to air that out in public. But their ex-leadership, the guys who were the executors before, currently have joined other Imperium Corps or alliances, and the long group will be going to drones, which is a good place to rebuild. And anyone who is building a Titan that is moving out, we will make sure the Titan gets out. So basically, I just, it's a fine line. You don't want to just dump all the dirty laundry. But I do want you guys to know that it's not something that we're just, I think it speaks for itself that we're not just throwing people out for no good reason. I did see someone speculating about it. This was all part of the goon plan to rob them of all their people. And if so, it's like the most amazing 14-year plan we've ever had. We're just so good that we work on 14-year timescales to get another 50 members. We're that impressive. But the person posting it is probably one of the dumbest posters of all time in Eve, so not particularly surprising. All right, we have Locust next week. 50 plus moons to mine. So you will be able to mine to your heart's content in a week. In 1 week. In Mumble, I normally don't read this, but Snooby, Lord Nelson says, no one is dumber than me. And he posted that in Mumble rather than in Elysium on Jabber. So sort of proving his point, actually. Sort of self-reinforcing there. Palantine Keepstar, we have not updated the project for a while. I do not know. Yeah, I heard you guys are having some terrible weather. You cited cultural differences with Lawn. Could you elaborate on that? Critch, that's literally exactly what I'm talking about, is that you don't want to go out there and litigate all that stuff. There's no reason to. If you get dragged down in the mud yourself now. And I just don't think there's any value to it. I understand being curious. Like, I get it. If I was on the other side, I want to hear all the juicy details. And that's why I leak the unhinged DMs I get from enemy FCs, because even with those, I censor those still, because I still respect that. But I think there's a difference between that and a person that you've worked with for a long time, even if you have differences of opinions. And legitimate reasons that it's time to move on, you still show them respect, and you're not going to be like, hey, these are all the dumb things that we think they did, right? So you just say, hey, thanks, best of luck, and we're going to carry on. Scannerbees is basically the group that finds wormholes. Wormholes are more useful than ever right now, because space has gotten pretty big. We don't live next door to our enemy, so scanning is very important. After this fireside, a ping will go out with a fleet. You can join the fleet, basically be on comms. There'll be information about Scannerbees. There is a reward if your wormhole is used, but it's mostly if you like to do it, you want to help out people, you like to be useful. Scannerbees is a good way to get involved in that. So if you're interested in learning more about it, and you can go ahead and join the fleet, that's going to be pinged after the fireside. Yes, I mean, thematic. There is a reason that we push them out. All right, so as far as my agenda, that's all I have written down to talk to you guys about. I will now open the floor to questions in Elysium on Jabber. Go ahead and ask them. I will do my best to answer them for you. How many batteries do you have in your car? Is this some meme? I don't know, Lavender. I have my car battery. Who is the best sumo fighter at the moment? Probably Onosato, Yokozuna. When will Quad Boobs be Yokozuna? Probably never, I think. Probably Anishki, Kaminar. Yeah, I don't have any switches in my car, Lavender. I will not be doing a PI class anytime soon. I have been sumo slapping my belly and also doing the stretches. I will soon become a great sumo fighter. Mordrin asks about Tiger Claws and like a how-to fleet. Just keep showing up to the Tiger Claw fleets and you'll get used to it. Like, learn on the job on those, I think. Zoe, sorry that you showed up late. I will not be repeating myself. There will be a summary, though. It's really nice. Aoife writes it. Have I seen the Warlock video on Tiger Claws? Yeah, I saw it. It was interesting. There's been a few Tiger Claw fleets. I think we've done two or three. Can I give you an intentionally inaccurate summary? Sure. Intentionally inaccurate. We're moving everything to Discord, and we are deploying the Palantine Keepstar next week. Yes, we will also be moving to Declan. There are a lot of gas types that spawn in Omis as well. Can we do anything to help them spawn more? I am not equipped to answer that question, Gallifreyan. Scannerbeat Paps is a good question to ask in the channel, or in the fleet, I should say. People are saying, hey, I'd be up for moving Frat. When is the next war, et cetera, et cetera. Guys, I don't know if you noticed, we've already killed the Frat Keepstar. We've been reinforced several more. So people asking about when's it going to happen probably should be asking, why did I miss those fleets? And the answer might be because they're in Chinese time zone. Well, there, you just figured it out, right? Yeah, we've already destroyed a Frat Keepstar. Like, while you were going out and partying, I was studying the blade, basically. Yeah. The goon that wins. I don't know about cherry picking rules in other parts. I like that someone is now asking about the Palantine Keep we're displaying this week. What will happen if we kill Frat like Horde? I don't know that that's a thing that you need to worry about right now, Crack. Like, something will happen, but I don't think you really should count your chickens before they hatch. That's, you know, a very long time away if that would happen, right? Some guy asking, can people stop cherry picking? Unfortunately, generally, the people who are going to be cherry picking are not the kind of people who will be listening into the fireside. There's a sort of your low information e-players. How is drones going? Is it looking healthy over there with all the groups moving in? That's a great question, Sapphire. I would say that there are a lot of people in drones, but as far as like, there have been some fights, but the promised Nirvana has not happened, which is not particularly surprising. I think that there is a sort of platonic ideal of Eve that exists in a lot of people's heads that doesn't actually exist. And what's happened in the drones is basically, you know, that kind of thing where a lot of people moved in and now they're not fighting because they got their little block of space and there's no reason to fight the people next to them. And it turns out that a lot of what happens in the larger groups happens in the smaller groups, you know, just smaller versions of that. So, but there's a lot of people in there, and we're happy that they exist. I mean, we're not, like, going to roll over them anytime soon. We're not looking to take that space. We would have just taken it if we wanted it. We don't want it. But, like, you know, you hate to be, like, the old man, you know, trying to pop the bubble and, like, you know, life is pain. But there's a lot of people who just have sort of this, they live in a fantasy version of reality, and they want it to be different, but it's not. And you know, that's what's happening in the drones is reality is happening in the drones, just like it's happened everywhere. And even has never changed and probably never will because people are people. Does that make sense? Reality has a known goon bias. Yep. I'm told some alliances and drones went to rent. Rumor has it that some people did. I've heard rumors too, but you know, we're not going to go remove an alliance because someone messaged us and say, hey, they're definitely renting. Would you kill them for us? Like that seems like a bad move on our part. We need more than a rumor. When are we going to Japan to watch Sumo with Personality Princess? I mean, ideally as soon as possible. I was actually talking about this the other day, how I think it's kind of funny, Sephiroth, you bring up NC Dot. For a vast majority of EVE players, NC Dot, which was a meme name, it's just NC. Like, they're just Northern Coalition Dots. No one, like, they don't know that they were made to sort of to make fun of the Northern Coalition that existed at the time, because NC Dot has lived much, much, much longer than the actual Northern Coalition ever did. So they've become the de facto Northern Coalition. I sent Altarari a message saying that pretty soon there will be goons who thinks that BFL is just, you know, the name, and it wasn't in reaction to anything as a parody of a group that no longer exists in Horde. People, I thought NC Dot was Northern Coalition. Yeah, they were not. What's up, Babel?
People always explain to me, you know, that was Northern Coalition before the dots.
Yeah. Yes, Personality Princess made Sumo so excellent last night. If you guys didn't watch the stream, and I understand why, because it's 3 a.m. Eastern, there was this woman in the front row who had just one of those incredibly expressive faces and reacted to everything, and everyone was enjoying it. But she actually reminded me of who's the lady who played Dany in Game of Thrones? She's got an incredibly expressive face as well. Emilia Clarke, yeah. She also has one of those faces where it just moves sort of independently. Elkris, I don't understand what you're asking. Isn't the SOT mean we dotting and changing entire corp into an alliance to survive? I don't know what SOT means there. Roddy, I did not actually go to the game. It was like $7,000. Like crazy. I got other things to do with $7,000.
So you're the reason they lost, because you didn't went there to support them.
Apple, I'm a little sensitive about this. Could we hold off, please?
Okay.
Next week. Just wait. Just give me till next week, okay? Lavender, I don't know why you want me to have hydraulics, but I think it's funny. Congrats, White Knight. Ooh, interesting question. How many Titans exist in the whole EVE universe alive? Do you mean currently subscribed or like ever? I would say ever, probably 4,500. 4,500? That's the number I would go with. Maybe a little more than that, but somewhere around that. We have a lot of Titans that are currently sitting off. Like, do you know, like, the man in the mountain or the king in the mountain? It's a very common myth in a lot of, like, European countries. And it's about, like, the king who sleeps, who one day will wake up when the kingdom is in the most need of someone to help. That's sort of our Titan fleet. We have the king in the mountain waiting to wake whenever the goons need them the most. There used to be a thread that listed all known Titans and pilots. Yeah, that's actually a kind of funny concept when you think about it now.
The good old days, you added them to your contacts and you didn't have to have multiple... they didn't have to contact you back until you got a message they logged in.
Can we deploy a Titan fleet and actually it's just a shit ton of Lancers with pure damage fits? Like, you want to run Lancer Dreads as a fleet? It would be a really fun fleet once. Lances are not terribly intuitive to aim. It does take a little practice. I really hope that they do bring back BFG ratting in some form, because that was actually really good practice for hitting that thing. Horace Noble, you says, no, they aren't, LOL. I believe, Horace Noble, and I don't know you for sure, but I believe that's spoken as someone who's never done it in deep tie-dye with, like, client lag. Because, yes, they are. Like, in ideal conditions, when you're sitting alone in the system, they're pretty easy to aim if you know what to do. But when you're in ultra-deep tie-dye and your client is super lagged, it can be really easy to misclick.
I remember the pain for Enyo, like, trying to aim that.
Big Bill the Boss shooting straight down.
Oh, yeah.
It was actually shocking that only one person missed an Enyo.
Outside CCP, of course.
Good one. Will I be joining DevSwarm to share my programming achievement? Dude, my code is so bad. No, I will definitely not be there. All right, friends, I think that wraps us up as far as the questions go. Thank you so much for showing up to the fireside. I will see you all next week with some Discord and some other stuff. Have a good one.